Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes coming live from Northwest High School, where the Mounties are hosting the Lumen Christie Titans tonight. Perfect weather for a high school football game. You might even like it a couple degrees cooler, I guess, Brian, but I think as the sun goes down, you'll get a couple degrees cooler. Nice little breeze and a fabulous field here at Northwest.
Well, there are a few things that scream good high school football, Steve, and that to me, the tailgate, hot dog smell, good popcorn, a great marching band, and a good broadcast partner. And I'll tell you what, we have three of the four right now.
Oh, I smell anyway, I'll try not to go over what you're referencing there, but I will say thank you to a few extra sponsors, including Recruit Specialized Stamping, our scouting report sponsor here for the pregame, and the Grace Group at Meridian Wealth Management and Elm Plating on the game tonight. Of course, all of our high school football coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. But as we go to the Recruit Specialized Staffing Scouting Report, Brian, not 100% sure what to expect from Northwest. They come into the game 1-1. They've got a win over Eaton Rapids, and Eaton Rapids is 0-2, and they lost 35-20 to Northwest, but they got beat like 63-0 in their next game. So you wonder if they were, you know, a little bit of a, I don't want to say easy competition, but a team that Northwest should have beaten. And then they go out and they lose to Western, but they lose in a game that they were ahead in for part of that game. And so not sure what to expect from Northwest tonight.
I'm going to go ahead and expect a good game, because one thing I love in high school sports around here is when you have the family affair. And we have the Grabowskis boys and their dad, Coach Adam, and I just like teams that are led by coaches' kids. There's always seem to have that little extra, just the extra awareness, I feel.
Well, and at this point, Isaiah Grabowskis, the starting quarterback here for the Mounties, he's been in that role now. This will be his third season, I believe. He started as a sophomore, maybe even got some time as a freshman, if I'm looking back into my memory bank. So he's a coach's kid, and he's got that going for him, but he's got experience, too, at the quarterback position in high school. A competent quarterback can really take you a lot further down the road.
For sure, and sophomore brother Braylon, although only a sophomore, you got to believe those two guys have run a lot of routes in the backyard, and so we talk experience. I bet they have plenty.
No doubt about it. Well, again, the Mounties come in 1-1. They've got a win over Eaton Rapids and a loss at Western in week two. Last season, the Mounties did go 0-6. Their last meeting with Lumen Christie was back in 2019, November 20th, 2019, a game that Lumen Christie won 41-6. And as far as I could look, Brian, I went back into the archives as far back as I could go. I could not find a Northwest win over Lumen Christie. So if they were to get one tonight, this could be historic.
And we'll be here.
Yeah, we'll be here with all the action. For posterity's sake, this could live in history as a Lumen Christie win over Northwest. Meanwhile, Lumen Christie is a team that we've seen now two times in a row. And basically, the two very similar stories. Lumen Christie goes out, they don't make mistakes. They're not necessarily getting the big plays, but what they're doing is making a lot of the really good plays. 5-6 yards on a play. Defensive getting sacks and holding teams out of the end zone. Stuff like that that I think we'll see more of that. Just by the book. Great Lumen Christie football.
Yeah, you know, I talk to some of my Lumen Christie fans, and I feel like every year the same thing is, well, I'm not sure they're quite as good as they were last year for their state championship team, but then the smoke clears, and where are they? They're at Ford Field.
Right.
and this might be one of those teams again.
Yeah, and, you know, there's no shortage of talent there, and they're really good. And something I said on the preview on Talkback Jackson Sports on Fox Sports 101.9 FM yesterday, talking about this game, and I said, you know, Lumen Christie, we give a player of the game award goes to Teddy Ehlers, or it goes to another, you know, Cole Simpson, or whoever it ends up going to week after week. But every week we could probably find somebody on that interior line to give an award to for blocking or defense, because the line play is what really drives Lumen Christie.
Yeah, it does, Steve. And we talk about this every week. I feel that we do a Lumen game is that the holes, and then they continue to open a little larger and larger as the game goes on, too, just by just their, not just their technique, but their dedication in the weight room, and they're just strong, just
right.
Good line.
Yeah, just the conditioning is right to get stronger as the game goes on. And, of course, that's going to be a key to the game for Northwest is if their defensive offensive line can play up to that level. And if they can give Grabowskis enough time, he may be able to burn this Lumen Christie secondary deep. He has that kind of an arm, and if they have those kind of specialty players, those kind of skill players, they're going to have a chance to stay in this game with the big play.
Yeah. And you have to assume, too, Northwest, you know, Lumen Christi is always the team that you have circled on your schedule. You got to believe if there are any little wrinkles or surprise things, we might see them tonight, too.
Yeah, so we'll keep our eye out for all that great stuff here throughout the game. Thank you to our title sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Thanks to Mark Kanapaki and the team. And let's go ahead and thank Recruit Specialized Staffing for their scouting report here on the pregame. Take a three-minute break, and when we come back, we'll get things ready for the kickoff. It's Lumen Christi and Northwest on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics. You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com. Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's Chem Dry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's Chem Dry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. We're all spending more time at home to stay healthier, so make sure it's clean. Fuller's Chem Dry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net/FullersMI. Follow Fuller's Chem Dry on Facebook or call 783-4630.
Hello, Jackson. Joel here from Phelps Towing. Sometimes life doesn't always go as planned. Just know, as always, Phelps Towing is here for you. We can tow any type of vehicle, including heavy vehicles like RVs, semis, even motorcycles. We can help you out if you lock yourself out of your car, run out of gas, or if you just need a jump start. Phelps Towing can help you with vehicle relocation, winch outs, and with flatbed or wrecker service. When life doesn't go as planned, call Phelps Towing. 764-1921. 764-1921.
Make the move you've been thinking about. Elm Plating offers comprehensive training for operators on all shifts. Starting pay, $17 per hour. Elm Plating offers a family YMCA membership from day one, full insurance benefits after 60 days, and has a 401k with company match. Apply online now at elmplating.com or walk into HR on Elm Street. Elm Plating recognizes that time with your family is important. That's why they'll work with you so that you can be there when it matters. Elm Plating Company. Come grow with us.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, shout out to Keith Richards back in the studio as we get set for high school football tonight. Lumen Christi and Northwest Interstate 8 competition here, a game brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Also, shout out to Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, and Trips Auto Shop and Trips Ceramic Pro. As we roll toward the first quarter, kind of count things down here toward kickoff. And Brian, just nice to have another game. This is our first game now outside of Lumen Christi High School, so it's nice to be on the road a little bit as we still get to see the Titans. And one of the things I love about their tradition, they always bring a paper banner for the team to rip through as they go out onto the field. And I don't know, that's fun. I think it's something that gets them triggered into know it's game time and get fired up.
Yeah, as long as you don't stumble on it, then, right. Then you're all good. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I did see it. brought up the ire of a few other teams on the road in the postseason recently, but I won't call out that team in particular, but they were not happy about Lumen Christi bringing a banner on the road. But as we get the Mountie fight song in our ear, it's nice to have the band out there. Something I think it was the band director, Mr. Mangiavellano, said he said about 140 kids in this Northwest Mountie marching band, and it looks like about that many out there. This is a big group. They always sound great. And I did a year of time at Northwest and in this drum line, and that was fun back in the 90s, so the tradition continues.
Yeah, the whole pageantry look of it, and they have a nice flag corps, and you know the cheerleaders out there being part. It's just a neat high school football thing to see.
So for now, let's take a two-minute break, and when we come back, we'll have a kickoff. It's the Mounties and the Titans at WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
One North Kitchen and Bar is a proud supporter of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson area. One North would like to thank you for tuning into this week's coverage of high school football on WKHM 970 AM 101.5 FM.
If you attended a local high school football game in the Jackson area, stop into One North and show your server proof that you were at the game or mention this ad and receive a $5 app. For other great events or promotions going on at One North Kitchen and Bar, be sure to like them on Facebook. Now let's get you back into the game.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business, the drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transmix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransmix.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes coming to you live from Northwest High School. And the Mounties will return the kickoff here to get things started. Our first quarter of action brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't online at MinutemanSewer.com. We have a couple Mounties back at the 10-yard line to return. We know that Carl Hunt can get it down there as he'll kick off for Lumen Christi, and it's a high end-over-end kick fielded at the 5-yard line and working to the right side of the field at the 20-yard line, turning upfield, hit by a group of Titans and brought down to about the 24-yard line. And so our return man on the kickoff, Nolan Ulch, and he'll take it out to the 25-yard line.
Steve, I'm excited. Like I said, I hope Northwest empties out the playbook tonight and throws everything at Lumen. Let's make this a ball game.
Yeah, I just think you come out and, you know, if you're Lumen Christi, you recognize you've had that target on your back in the area for a long time as the elite team to beat. And I think this year in Northwest, anybody who's been around Northwest for a while, you got to want to get that win over the Titans. Grabowskis, kind of a run pass option on first down, and it looked like they had him hemmed up, and he breaks out to the 35-yard line, nearly 10 yards on the first down carry, depending on the spot. That's going to be close to moving the chains. Isaiah Hawes on the carry.
Yeah, they look like they had Hawes wrapped up for a yard or two loss, and somehow he just emerged from the pile.
Yeah, he was kind of behind all those bigger bodies, and all of a sudden he was at full speed moving down the field. So on a second down and one from the 34-yard line, Grabowskis out of the shotgun looking to throw, gets into the flat, and struggled to pull it in at first, but he does make the catch, and it's Nolan Ulch pulling that one in for a first down at the Northwest 38-yard line.
I think if you're a Northwest coach or fan, you're very good with just little 3-4 yard plays at a time. You just got to avoid the negative play.
And if you're Coach Grabowskis, you love that because that player was wide open. Your quarterback found him right away. And it, honestly, if he catches it a little more cleanly, that's a couple extra yards on that play. Out of the shotgun again for Grabowskis. And he's rolling out to his left, looking downfield. And now he's going to get caught up. And the Titans, you got one player through to kind of get in his face and then followed by the rest of the team. And the Titans get the sack. And that'll move the Mounties back outside of their 30-yard line. And I think we got Ralph Golden with the move there.
Yeah, that was definitely Ralph Golden, and that was definitely the negative play I just said Northwest wants to avoid.
Second and 20 for the Mounties.
Yeah, call it second down and 20 yards, according to our public address announcer. And the Mounties come out with four wideouts, and you've got Hawes in the backfield with Grabowskis. Shotgun for Grabowskis. He fakes the handoff, keeps it, and penetration in the backfield immediately from the Titans. And they'll get him for another sack there. I want to say John Ganton who was in there?
Yeah, John Ganton, Davion Franklin, a couple of them.
So third down and about 25 now for Northwest. I wonder if you have a play in the playbook here where you go, all right, for third and 25, we're going to go to this one.
Yeah. I think Northwest here probably be happy just to get some positive play and give their punter a little more room.
Grabowskis with a tight set in motion, and Grabowskis going to keep it, go through the line, and he'll get out to about the 21 and nothing more as the Titans bottle him up. And that'll bring up fourth down and quite long, and I expect we'll see the punting unit out there for the Mounties. Good defense by the Titans, especially on that D line. As we said in the pregame, that offensive line from Northwest is going to have to give Grabowskis time, and on this possession they did not.
Yeah, you know, watching them line up and now looking at the program, there's like four or five guys that check in at about 300 pounds. So they have the size, but do they have the speed?
Yeah, there's agility that's going to be a requirement to keep up with these very agile Titan defenders. And Grabowskis handling punting duties as well. Nice kick out to the 41. Titans are going to get a return on it. Still on his feet at past midfield into Mountie territory over the 45 to about the 43 before he's forced back the other way. And Cole Simpson on the return there with a nice run back. And good field position here for Lumen Christie to start this drive.
That's one thing we know about Cole Simpson. You're going to need help to tackle him.
Yeah, he makes it tough.
Yeah, if you're bringing him down by yourself, you better get a really good clean shot because that guy will stay on his feet.
It's Nick Wilson in the backfield right now. Teddy Ehlers under center. Two receivers to the right for the Titans. And Ralph Golden, kind of the extra guy in the backfield. It's a pitch out to Wilson to the right. And he's not touched to the 40. Gets to the 35 and down to the 33 before he's stopped. Close to a first down on the first down carry for Nick Wilson. And while we have a second here, I'll say shout out to Tim Licking and Eddie Z listening to us through the World Wide Web up in Lovells, Michigan, just outside of Grayling.
All right. Say hi to the boys.
Yeah. Sure, they're just having a couple of sodas and enjoying a good high school football game on the radio as another handoff here on second down, and Wilson puts it on the turf. And he's got help from his teammate to recover it. So a fumble. And it's Cole Simpson who dove in to recover the loose football. And the Titans will keep possession. And that'll actually move the chains.
Yeah, I think a couple Northwest players there just didn't realize the ball was on the turf because I think they were closer. But go figure, Cole Simpson making a football play.
First down and 10 for Lumen Christie inside the 30-yard line for Northwest at the 28. Teddy Ehlers under center. The lone back this time is Colin Morrow. And he takes the handoff, but we're going to get a procedure penalty. I think it's going to go against. Oh, it's a timeout. Lumen Christie spotted something, took a timeout. So with that timeout, we'll take a 30-second break from the broadcast. And we're in the first quarter, scoreless here on WKHM and WKHM.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and we're here in the first quarter, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. 7:37 to play, scoreless. Titans with the football. Handoff is to Colin Morrow. On the dive play, he'll get inside the 25 down to the 23-yard line before he stopped, and that'll break up a second down and five play.
I know it's early, but right now it just kind of looks like the looming line. We, you know, we said we're going to watch that battle. It looks like one team's going one way, and Lumen's going kind of where they want, both offensively and defensively on the line so far.
Yeah, and they can kind of just shorten this game with kind of these long possessions where you go 5 yards at a time and march down the field. Here's another give, this time to Cole Simpson. He sidesteps the defender in the backfield, stands on his feet, breaks through the line into the secondary, nearly broke it into the end zone. Instead, he's going to get stopped at the 10-yard line, but it'll be a first down for the Titans. And first and goal, we'll call it, from the 10-yard line.
Yeah, I mentioned that when Cole Simpson was returning that punt. You have to wrap up on him, or he will break tackles.
Oh, yeah. He's not just going to go down on first contact. He's too tough of a runner out there, and the Titans, for their benefit, have about three guys they can go to at any one time who none of them like to get tackled. And the first down play, first and goal, pitch out to Simpson on the left side, and he takes a dive for the pylon, but it looks like he got forced out at the four-yard line, maybe stepped on the edge. So second down and four for the goal here for the Titans. Scoreless with 6.5 to play first quarter.
If I'm not mistaken, that was Jay Bemis for Northwest that managed to just get enough of Cole Simpson to get him to touch the sideline.
Teddy Ehlers has him huddled up, coming from the sideline with the play. Second down and goal from the 4-4, the Titans. They come with a tight set here. Deep back is Cole Simpson. He'll take the give, dive it up the middle. He's hit and tries to spin away, but there's another tackle by the Mountie D-line. And actually a little pushback from away from the play. And the Mounties look like maybe they're getting a little antsy over there. Want to push back a little bit. Eli Stets with some penetration.
And Alfredo Mendoza, one of the 300-pounders I mentioned, was able to wrap up Cole Simpson on his own.
So the Northwest D-line trying to do their version of the bend but don't break. Ehlers pitches out, this time to Wilson. Race to the sideline, and Wilson's the fastest. He gets into the end zone, and it's a touchdown, Lumen Christie, and we get one of those. Starting to become a trademark Nick Wilson touchdown celebration. He expends all that extra energy running the ball, and then he lets a little extra out when he scores.
And I'll tell you what,
6-0.
Cooper Keene and Cole Simpson should let a little extra out too, because it was their block on the edges that let Wilson just walk in.
Yeah, paving the way. It almost looked like Lumen had more guys on the field, even though the officials counted and they didn't. More blockers than tacklers on that play, as they'll tee it up for Hunt on the extra point try. Kick is up and it's through. And with 5:52 to play, it's 7-0 Lumen Christie. Back in 30 seconds on WKHM and WKHM.com.
The Grace Group and Meridian Wealth Management, dedicated to the development and prosperity of Jackson County. Through this broadcast, we are happy to promote high school athletics. We are also proud to give back to Jackson County by supporting the Jackson Community Foundation. Their mission is to connect people and resources to causes that strengthen and build our community. For Jackson, for good, forever. The Grace Group and Meridian Wealth Management, downtown Jackson in the Fields Building. Call 787-8860.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the Northwest Mounties come out to return their second kickoff of the game here, hoping for a little better result than on their first possession, where they got off to a quick start but were then pushed backwards. They lost more yards on that possession than they gained.
I'm going to take the blame for the announcer jinx, where I said they just happy to avoid negative plays, and then the next three were negative.
That kickoff is deep, fielded at the 7, and on the run at the 20-yard line, tries to cut it outside, gets to the 30, cuts back in a little bit to the 35, spins away from a tackler, and they get to the 37-yard line on that return. Decent field position for the Mounties as Nolan Ulch carries it on the return. First quarter of action brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We'd also like to say thanks to Jackson College, as our own Greg O'Connor earning a Distinguished Service Award from the college this year.
All right. Congratulations. GOC.
Grabowskis with an empty backfield, 5 wide for Isaiah. Runner in motion, and Isaiah's going to keep it and run. And he'll try to avoid contact, but actually did a good job running over a tackler a little bit, but the tackler had assistance, and Grabowskis goes down after a 2-yard gain.
Yeah, if you're Grzbowskis and you're 195 and you get the sandwich of Chunky Willis and Cole Simpson, one getting you low, one getting you high, that's not something you really want to feel this early in the game.
Yeah, 2 yards feels like a win there. Grzbowskis now has a couple guys in the backfield with him. Still 3 wideouts for the QB here at Northwest, and the Mounties have a 2nd and 8 from their own 37-yard line. Make it 38. Grabowskis rolling out to his left, looking downfield. He's got a little time. Now he gets the defense in there. Tries to escape, splits the defense, but he's going to lose yards on the play. And they'll move him back out behind the 30-yard line to the 29. And again, it looked like Grabowskis had a moment to throw, and then it all went away, and he had 3 Titans in his face.
Yeah, John Ganton, Chunky Willis, right now just kind of living in their backfield.
Yeah, Samuel Putman finding his way in there quite a bit, too, and this right now, it's been the defensive line for the Titans that's been the difference maker, as they've kept Grabowskis from taking time to throw downfield. He may have to start going with just plays that are a little quicker release, that he gets out of his hand faster.
Yeah, living on these 3rd and 15s are going to be tough.
Grabowskis back to throw, but he sees a hole in the defense. He's going to run it. They go low. He gets to the 43, and he's brought down on the chase. There is Davion Franklin, and we'll get it 4th down now and about 2 for Northwest. So a nice play by Grabowskis on what you said about 3rd and 15. Spotted a little gap in the defense and took advantage of it.
So, Steve, this is frequently a punting down, but if you're Northwest, you just feel like, hey, these are some of the gambles we just have to take if we want to have a chance of winning here tonight.
Yeah, and I said 2 yards. It's really about 3. But, yeah, you got to feel like if you can't get 3 yards in a situation like this on the Titans, then you got a little chance to win this one. And Northwest goes out to see what's what, and then they call timeout. We'll take a 30-second break, too, with 3:30 to play in the first quarter. 7-0 Titans here in WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Let Carrier provide quiet, efficient cooling all summer with innovative solutions for premium comfort. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. Learn the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier.
Call Lammers Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lammers has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as we get back into this first quarter of football for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Mounties with a big 3rd down play here, working their way toward midfield, so still in their own territory. Now we're going to get the punt squad out. It looks like Grabowskis is the punter and the QB, so maybe they were surveying if they saw something easy, but he punts a big one high and tight down into the 13-yard line, and Cole Simpson will fair catch it. Grabowskis gave that one a boot.
That was a nice boot. You don't often see the high school with that kind of hang time and distance. You might see one or the other, but not both.
Yeah. So the Titans will take over, and they'll get pushed back into their own territory, so they got some work to do here with 3:22 on the first quarter clock. 7-0 lead for Lumen, and I don't think they would mind if they ran out the rest of this quarter and most of the next one on this drive, and you get into the halftime with a 14-0 lead and you're Lumen Christian, you feel pretty good.
And that's one thing, if you're a Lumen fan, it's not always just sexy, but it's just slow, methodical, and you look up, 5 minutes has run by, and there's another touchdown.
And play action, Ehlers rolling out. Looks like he's just going to keep it and run, and he gets to the outside, and he had a step. Great hands by the defender to grab onto him and hold on. So instead of what looked like it could have been 30 or 40 yards, it ends up being about 7. And I want to credit the tackler on that play. Was that Grabowskis?
That's Grabowskis.
Yeah, he's doing it all out there right now. But if Ehlers gets past him, he's 30 yards downfield before anyone else has a shot at him. So nice tackle by Grabowskis. Still makes it 2nd down and 3 for Lumen from their own 21-yard line. 2:45 to go in the first quarter of action. Ehlers under center. And it looks like it's Wilson in the backfield. It is. Ehlers throws it out quick to Cole Simpson, and he's got some room. Got one-on-one, got a great block, and he's going to get to the 36. And give Cooper Keene all the credit on the block there, because Cole Simpson caught it on that kind of a just a quick bubble screen, and with the one blocker, he was able to get downfield.
And give Grabowskis credit again, shedding a block and pulling down Simpson by himself. So Grabowskis right now, QBing, punting, making every tackle, and I think I saw him get his dad a cup of water, too, at the timeout. Doing everything.
Titans continue to move the football. Ehlers hands off to Wilson. Off tackle now, cuts it back to the middle of the field, over the 40, to the 42 as he dives into the pile. And that will make it 2nd down and about 4 for Lumen Christi here at their own 42.
You know, right now, Steve, we have a really good angle and a good bird-eye view of things, and the Titan running backs aren't even being touched until they get at least 2 or 3 yards past the line of scrimmage right now. They're not even having to make a move yet.
Yeah, we gave them a little credit early, and they didn't let us down. This Lumen Christi offense and defensive line is just controlling this game right now. Ehlers behind that line. Hands off this time to another back, and it's off the tackle, and he's got room to go. Morrow's going to take it the length of the field and to the end zone. Touchdown. I don't see a flag anywhere to be seen. Colin Morrow showing the run. And, you know, we've been saying it's a three-headed monster in the running back squad. Add Morrow to the mix. We got 4 running backs who can break a play at any time. Colin Morrow goes, 58 yards to pay dirt. And the Titans lead is 13-0 with 1:28 to play first quarter with an extra point pending.
And I by no means mean to slight Colin Morrow. That was a good run. But once again, maybe a hand on him about 8 yards deep, and that's all he needed. Foot
right.
Speed did the rest.
Yeah, it became clear that he was going to take it all the way about 8 yards into the carry because the blocking was, everybody was blocked. And an extra point is good. 14-0 Lumen Christi out to a quick lead here at Northwest High School. We're back in 30 seconds at WKHM and WKHM.com. That touchdown brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
Hi, this is Phil Tripp from Tripp's Collision Center. Did you know that at Tripp's, we'll cover up to $500 of your insurance deductible or a rental car? And did you know that the insurance companies cannot tell you to go to their body shop that gives them a kickback? At Tripp's Collision Center, we work with all insurance companies, but we know you're the boss, you pay the premiums, you make the choice. At Tripp's Collision Center, the right repair is no accident.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
T-Boyle Brian Haynes and another Lumen Christi kickoff coming. Carl Hunt's got it teed up. He's 2 for 2 on extra points. And he'll look to make it a big kickoff here. And he puts it a little low liner. It's going to squib and bounce down to the 14. Picked up there by Ulch, and he's hit and brought down at the 26. And the first player to get to him right there was Devion Franklin. And so the Mounties will take the football in their own territory on the 27.
Notice you get a lot more airtime when you're the Lumen kicker than you do if you're the Lumen punter. Do we even know who the Lumen punter is?
I've seen at least one, but I can't remember, yeah.
Yeah.
It might be Grabowskis, actually. I mean, he's doing everything else today.
Just goes over and punts for Lumen as well.
He's at the QB role right now, four receivers, and he's going to hand off on first down. And that's a nice run. Breaks through the line, and now dips a tackler at the 36. Almost out of the first down marker is Isaiah Hawes. And I'll tell you, Brian, he had a nice carry and run on the first play of the game, and they haven't really gone back to him, but there's another good carry for him, and he's got about, I'd say he's got about 17 yards, just a couple runs so far today.
Yeah, I think Northwesties are going to have to stick to that or something real quick hitting, little quick slants or something, but I don't know that Grabowskis can drop back in this situation.
He's in the shotgun now with a runner back there with him, four wideouts, and he hands off again. This time Hawes takes a hit but does keep chugging a little bit. I think he ends up making that a positive gain of about one. So make it second and nine from the 39-yard line. Update from out of town. We get our first first Jackson game of the year next week at Withington Stadium. Right now, Jackson's at Chelsea, and it's 7-0 Bulldogs early in the first quarter there.
Yep, we're going to hope that Jackson kind of finds their way a little bit before we get over there next week.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a good matchup with Ypsilanti Community. Should be a fun game. The first quarter is in the book for Minuteman Sewer and Drain, 14-0. Titans, it'll be Mountie Ball when we come back after a 60-second break on WKHM.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's Chem Dry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's Chem Dry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. We're all spending more time at home to stay healthier, so make sure it's clean. Fuller's Chem Dry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net/fullersmi. Follow Fuller's Chem Dry on Facebook or call 783-4630.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
And we changed directions on the field. Grabowskis with the QB keeper on second down and nine. And he'll get about five on the play. He'll make it third down and four.
Third down, four. Which is the spot you need to be. It's manageable. You know, you don't have to feel like you have to drop back and give your receivers time.
Yeah, it's not third and 15 where they've seen that plenty. And third down and four near midfield. Grabowskis got four wideouts, three of them to his left. And he's out of the shotgun. Surveying, kind of looking for an audible, I think, maybe from the sideline here. Reading what the Titans are doing defensively. 11:15 to go in the half. The give is to Hawes. No, Grabowskis keeps. Breaks a tackle, but not quite. Oh, it looked like he was going to get away from the defender on the play, but Devion Franklin kind of held on to the shoelace. Grabowskis down short of the first down marker, and it'll be fourth and two.
Boy, just a minute into the second quarter, we've said Devion Franklin's name five or six times already.
Yeah, he's active on the defense. Just a lot of names that start coming up quite a bit for us when we watch the Titans over and over. And it's been fun. They lead 14-0 here, 10:40 to play in the half. On a fourth down and two-yard play, Grabowskis going to move the chains for the Mounties and get into Titan territory just over the 50 to the 49-yard line. Grabowskis getting the tough yardage and keeping the Mounties offense on the field.
And Steve, I know it's easy to say after the fact because they picked up the first down, but I like that call. You know, we thought maybe in the last fourth and short they might go for it and they punted, but it just looks like they're going to have a hard time stopping the Lumen offense tonight. So, again, you might as well take some chances here.
Yeah, Lumen can't score if the defense is on the ball. I don't say that. They can't score on the defense, but they're not going to get to run any offensive plays as long as you stay on the field and trailing already two scores, you'd like to put something up on this possession. And there's a little read option for Grabowskis. Hawes was hemmed up, so he keeps. He'll get about 2 yards before he's brought down. But I do feel like at least so far, Brian, on this possession, especially here early in the second quarter, that the ball carrier for the Mounties hasn't necessarily been under duress immediately.
Yeah, yep. They're not meeting them 2 yards into the backfield.
Right.
Yeah, yep. They're getting that first step or two at least.
So you want to see that kind of continue. And then maybe if running all these run plays, a little play action, Grabowskis can find somebody deep. He's just going to straight up pass here, throws it in the seam, and it's caught for 9 yards. Receiver on the play, Braylon Grabowskis, and that was a brother-to-brother connection.
Yeah, and Steve, that play right there is what you were just talking about. You know, it was I don't even know if I call it a three-step drop. He just quick drop, quick find his brother and get out of his hands before that Lumen pass rush can get to him.
So 9 minutes to play here in the half. We got a short yardage scenario here for the Mounties, and then we'll get a penalty, and that's going to likely be a false start. And it is. Yeah, so we'll move him back 5 yards, and that's the kind of unforced error you can't have.
That's a bad feeling when you're the center, too, and everybody goes but you. You kind of know who that one was on.
So third down. And we'll call it about 7.5. Just under 9 minutes to play in this half of action. Work our way toward halftime. Michigan's High School Athletic Association this week in high school sports segment. Back to pass as Grabowskis completes the pass near the marker. Grabowskis, but hit immediately is Grabowskis and tackled by the Titans' Alejandro Pastoriza.
Down to the 42-yard line of the Titans.
That's a Grabowskis to Grabowskis play.
Fourth and three for the Mounties.
Yeah, fourth and a three. You hear from the public address announcer here. It's a little shorter than three, but they are going to stay out on the field here on the fourth down play. Three in the backfield with Grabowskis. He's going to take it to the right side. He's still on his feet, gets to the marker, then to the sideline, and one guy to beat, and a nice open field tackle to stop him is Caden Martinez. But Grabowskis with a big gain on the fourth down play, and the Mounties now starting to threaten that red zone. They're at the 22-yard line.
Steve, I like that formation. It was like a full house. He had three guys in the backfield with him, and I think they knew, Lumen knew what was coming, and it was just a matter of can you stop our guys, and they couldn't that time.
Just overloaded that side and smashed them. First down and 10. Grabowskis in the shotgun this time with three wide to his left, and he'll give it off to Hawes, and he goes into that Lumen line. No man's land there as they'll bring him down.
Number 10, Isaiah Hawes.
Steve, you know, sometimes plays like that, Northwest might even know they're not going to get much. Maybe a yard or two is what they're hoping for, but it sets up the Grabowskis keeper. Or as you said, hopefully maybe we see a quick play action thing sometime soon.
This is a long distance shout out to you from Fudge. Do you remember who Fudge,
Fudge
is?
Fudge, yeah, Scott Ruppel. My man.
Second down and 11 here for the Mounties, and another handoff is snuffed out at the line. And again, you've just got a pile of Titans in there. And on that one, it looks like you've got
10,
Samuel Putman on the stuff, as well as Cole Simpson, who seems to find his way into just about every play.
Yeah, Cole was tired. We hadn't said his name in about a minute and a half, so it's like I better get in on this.
24-yard line.
Shout out to Derek Anspaw. He told me I better be on my A game tonight, that he might be tuned in. So if Derek's listening,
big Mountie fan,
big Mountie supporter for sure, and his wife coaches the volleyball team. There's a nice slant play, and oh, Grabowskis put it right into the breadbasket. Just couldn't hold on. The throw was right. The catch wasn't right. Ashton Golightly on the drop there. But nearly intercepted on the deflection, too. So it'll bring up a fourth and 12 play for the Mounties here. We've got 6:27 to play first half, 14-0 Titans. And what do you do on fourth and this distance for the Mounties? It looks like they keep the offense out there.
Yeah, that's just a tough situation. You're down to the 24. You know, punt does you no good. I guess Good luck, though, having time enough to throw it downfield enough.
I'd let Grabowskis kick it if it's me. He's rolling out here. Escapes a couple of guys, but there just seem to be more Titans everywhere he looked. And so it's going to be Morrow and Simpson who end up ultimately bringing him down. Grabowskis is hobbled a little bit as he gets to his feet, but that's going to be a turnover on downs for the Mounties. First and 10 for the Titans from the Northwest 35.
Yeah, I know it's 4th and 12, but boy, if I feel like a broken record, but if you let him roll out and he has to hold the ball any longer than 2 seconds, that's not going to go well.
Yeah, they just quick seams, quick slants, anything like that, quick outs, but you just can't hold it for very long because the Titans aren't sending a blitz necessarily. Right. They're just going with that four-man rush, and it's working. Teddy Ehlers brings the Titans team out of the field. 14-0 lead, getting the call from the sideline, and the deep back on this play looks like it's Walker. And he goes play action. Ehlers keeps it. Now he's out into the slant, and he's into the secondary. It's a foot race. 30, 20, 10. Teddy Ehlers with a touchdown, Lumen. That looked like a little bit of a broken play, Brian. Ehlers kind of looking to go play action, and then he just took off, and once he got in his head of speed, he was gone.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if that was just super well-designed fake or if, because Ehlers looked like he wanted to hand it off somebody. No one was there, and he just took off.
So well blocked again by the Titan offensive line and everyone else on the field, and Ehlers goes almost all the way untouched, and it's 20-0 Titans with an extra point pending. And I tell you, we haven't seen I don't want to jinx him, but we haven't seen many misses off the leg of Carl Hunt so far.
Perfect through the season. I have faith in
that one. A little low, but it goes right through. 21-0 with 6:07 to play in the first half. Titans lead. We're back in 30 seconds at WKHM.
Make the move you've been thinking about. Elm Plating offers comprehensive training for operators on all shifts. Starting pay, $17 per hour. Elm Plating offers a family YMCA membership from day one, full insurance benefits after 60 days, and has a 401k with company match. Apply online now at elmplating.com or walk into HR on Elm Street. Elm Plating recognizes that time with your family is important. That's why they'll work with you so that you can be there when it matters. Elm Plating Company. Come grow with us.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. We got a 21-0 score here. Titans in the lead. Some other scores from around the area. DeWitt, 14-0 East Lansing. We had 12-6 Hudson leading Clinton. And 14-7 Blissfield leading Columbia Central. Our K105.3 game of the week. Kickoff goes down to the 10-yard line, and it's Ulch again on the return. Get out to the 20, kind of trying to pick a seam. And he'll get to the 26, and he's going to be forced out of bounds at about the 27. I feel like Ulch was kind of being a little too tentative. He needs to just blast through there and get what he can get.
Yeah, Ulch is looking like he wants to kind of pick his way and find a seam. You're not going to find no seams against this Lumen Christi coverage.
Yeah, you're going to want to get two guys whose shoulders aren't quite close enough and just blast through there like a Red Rover line.
All right. Good gym class reference.
Good, because I don't think there's a kid, anyone under the age of 30 right now, who knows what Red Rover even is. They don't play that anymore, right?
Apparently after a few broken arms of kids, they made that illegal. I don't know why.
Some kind of, dislocated shoulders. Yeah. 6 minutes to play in the half, 21-0 Titans. Mounties back on offense here. And it's going to be a read option for Grabowskis. He'll keep, and he'll get to about the 30-yard line. So it's about 2 yards on first down. I'll bring up second and eight for the Mounties. Grabowskis has kind of been the heart of the offense and the defense here for Northwest tonight.
And don't forget the special teams.
Yeah. And I don't know if you're kind of saving the gadget plays, the trick plays, or the deep kind of plays for later, Brian, but I'd love to see something like that come out right about now.
Yeah, the problem is I don't know that they'd even have time. Lumen Christi's so disciplined, you know, that I don't know that they're going to just fall for something. They're going to stay in their lanes and do their jobs.
There's a runner in motion. Little misdirection there. A give is to Hawes ultimately, though, and the Titans, like you said, stayed in their gaps, shut it down for a loss, and it'll bring up Third down and about 9 yards here for the Mounties.
On the tackle for the Titans, Samuel Putnam.
It's, I think Northwest is pretty desperate right now that something good happens. You can almost see some body language right there as Lumen's stuffing them for no gain. See a couple players just stand up almost shaking their heads.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh boy, what are we going to do?
They line it up here for the third down play just outside of their own 30-yard line. Grabowski's back to throw. Had a little time setting up a screen play. It's off the hands. Intercepted, and he's going to take it all the way to the end zone. No, there is a flag late in the play, and I think that's going to be for a taunt as he goes over the goal line. But it's Devion Franklin with the interception for the touchdown. So we'll look for the penalty call. But, yeah, I think it's gonna. I think he looked back and maybe said something to one of the Mountie players.
Yeah, I think he said, you know what, I'm going to Schlenkers because I'm going to get this player of the game. That's what he said.
He's well on his way with that play. So the flag will go against Franklin. 4:25 to play in the first half, and it's 27-0 Titans. And what, are they just going to make this a little tougher on Hunt on the kick, or maybe a little better field position for the Mounties on the kickoff? But yeah, it'll come on the kickoff.
Yeah, I guess if you're Northwest, you'd rather have the field position than worry about making this extra point.
Yeah.
More difficult.
As the robotic kicking machine of Carl Hunt comes out. I feel like we're setting him up for a jinx, but.
No, I think he can handle it.
I think he's right. Yeah.
Look at those shoulders.
He's not thinking about it.
He can handle this.
So let me do that motion that I've gotten so good at.
Yep.
He knocks it down, and it's 28-0. 30-second break. We got one more kickoff coming up. That touchdown. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business. The drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, what's starting to look like a route here, 28-0. Now, the Titans got out to a 21-0 lead a week ago and let Coldwater back in before the half with a couple of plays. So Northwest has got to feel like, look, we're not out of it, but we got to do our best work right now.
Wonder if that was discussed in the huddle. Hey, guys, Coldwater did it last week. We can do this.
So they do move the kickoff back to the 25. And so you've got Ulch back to return again. And I don't know, maybe they'll kick it away from him. Hunt's got it teed up. A nice high end-over-end kick. It's going to go down to about the 23. And, yeah, Ulch does pick it up. And, yeah, still looking to kind of pick apart that line. And instead, the Titans are coming full bore and grabbing him. He goes down hard there at the 33-yard line. And sportsmanship, as if Devion Franklin needed anything else working in his favor to get player of the game tonight for Fuller's Chem Dry. He helps the Mounties player up after the tackle. Sportsmanship goes a long way with us.
It's called knowing your audience. He knows who's giving out these delicious burgers, and he knows we like good sports.
So nice job by the Titan special teams. Northwest with 4:16 to play in the half and a chance to cut into this lead from their own 33-yard line. Grabowski's out of the shotgun. Two wide receivers to each side. Beck has a little time. Now he tucks down to run. Pass the 35 to the 40. Not quite. 39-yard line for Grabowski's. Call it 5 yards on first down.
You know what else we're going to call it? A Davion Franklin tackle again.
Second and 5 for the
and I'm not just making that up.
Sure.
Him and Cole Simpson and on the tackle.
Devion Franklin, Cole Simpson.
Clock running here as we work toward the halftime. All of our touchdowns today and all season brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Glad to have them on board. And probably they're retooling for heating at this point of the year. It's kind of a nice lull where you don't need either one at night. As Grabowski takes the snap, gives the handoff away, but hit immediately. And he'll lose a couple yards. That defensive line for the Titans jumped right down. And I think it's Chunky Willis who hit him first. Chunky a little slow to get up on the play. Not even looking at the sideline, though. He wants to stay on the field.
How many games have we done where a player's collided with Chunky Willis and the collision did not go Chunky Willis's way? How often does that happen?
I don't know if I've ever seen it. Yeah. Chunky Willis lose a collision.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to call him 58-0 in our viewing.
Grabowskis takes, I think it was looking to hand off, but now nobody there, and he just scrambles, and Chunky Willis with a tackle again, loses about far on the play, maybe five, puts him back to the 35-yard line, and that's going to bring up fourth down for Northwest, and Grabowskis can stay in there but get his leg some work as his arm has it. Even when they call a passing play, how many times have we seen Grabowskis jump back to look and have to tuck it down because he sees the defensive penetration coming?
And it is a shame because I do think, you know, from what we've seen, he has a nice arm, and even the couple throws he's made tonight that he's actually gotten off, been right on the money.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for him to get a little time and get that maybe one-on-one route down the sideline and just throw his receiver open and get that big play. But so far, the defensive line penetration's been too much. And so Grabowskis back to punt, standing on the 23-yard line. Takes the snap, and he'll put the boot to it. It's high, but it's only going to the sideline. Not going to go far at all. Takes a Mountie bounce, and now rolls all the way to the 50 and down to the 49. I don't know if that's what Grabowskis intended to do with the kick, but trying to get a little tricky there, it looks like. With a minute 42 to play in the half, he'll hope that the short field isn't short enough for Lumen Christie to add to this score, but it's 28-0. Some other scores coming in from around the area. Addison out to an 18-0 lead in their game. Blissfield has caught Columbia Central for a safety, and they're out to a 16-7 lead. And Michigan Center out to a 21-0 advantage. As Ehlers takes the snap, play action to Wilson, now rolling out looking to throw. He's going to just pull it down and run up the sideline, and he'll go out of bounds looking for the official to spot it, and he's got it at the 44 in Mountie territory. So they'll make it second and about three here for Northwest, or excuse me, for Lumen in the northwest end of the field with a minute 35 to play in our first half.
Steve, I don't want to seem like a Michigan Center homer, but I think that makes them right now a cumulative score of 104-0 so far this season.
Yeah,
that 21-0 lead. Yeah,
is it the offense is just going full bore, or the defense is just keeping them on the field a lot, or both?
I think it's a combination. I think they're really happy with both offense and defense out there this year.
Yeah, and we're not gonna get to see them unless they meet Lumen Christie in the postseason or something. I don't know that they're even gonna play in the same division, so I don't think we get a shot at Michigan Center this year. Cooper Keene on the reception for the first down there at the sideline. It'll stop the clock. Teddy Ehlers with a nice pass. And Cooper Keene, Ehlers just got to kind of put it around him. Cooper Keene does a great job of adjusting to make catches.
Yeah, Cooper Keene kind of reminds me of Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
Just does what he's supposed to do. Tough, great hands.
Kind of guy a quarterback likes to throw to. Thanks to Tom Ratchford sending along scores. Chelsea 7-0 lead over Jackson. Addison 12-0 over Hanover Horton. Both of those games at the end of one. We're working our way to the end of the first half with a 28-0 lead for the Titans. Minute 8 to play.
Illegal substitution on the Mounties have taken
and so there'll be a penalty against Northwest for an illegal substitution. And you know, Joe Cassidy, Jason Smith, our K105.3 broadcast team, saw the Mounties play Western in a game that was just decided by a couple scores. And Joe said, you know, Northwest, they play an okay brand of football, but they gotta avoid these kind of mistakes. And even now, trailing by four scores, it's even more vital.
Timeout on the field. Go to plus calls timeout.
Now Northwest takes a timeout. Let's take a break here, too. 30 seconds for us on the broadcast. 28-0 Titans with a minute 8 to play in the first half.
The Grace Group at Meridian Wealth Management, dedicated to the development and prosperity of Jackson County. Through this broadcast, we are happy to promote high school athletics. We are also proud to give back to Jackson County by supporting the Jackson Community Foundation. Their mission is to connect people and resources to causes that strengthen and build our community. For Jackson, for good, forever. The Grace Group at Meridian Wealth Management, downtown Jackson in the Fields Building. Call 787-8860.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes with a minute 8 to play in the first half as the Mounties go back on the field. Titans with a 1st and 5 after the penalty at the Northwest 34-yard line. Beautiful night of football out here. Ready for the halftime show with the Mounties band. Haler's rolling out to pass. Gets some penetration from the Mountie defense. Shrugs it off. Throws downfield. Cooper Keene settles under the football and takes it into the end zone. Haler's showing the arm and the accuracy, and Cooper Keene making it look like a perfect pass. Touchdown Titans. 28-0 turns to 34-0 with a Carl Hunt extra point coming up, and he's been automatic all year.
Right now, Northwest could use a Jeff Bontrager appearance on the defensive line back in his olden days.
You think he still has any eligibility left?
30, 40 years ago when he was tough.
Maybe he just needs to grab that public address microphone and get us a roaring go Mountie. He says the kick is good and it's 35-0. Just under a minute to go here in the first half. 35-0 Titans. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics, featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as we inch toward halftime, and the Mounties will have one more chance to put something on the scoreboard before we go into the intermission. They trail 35-0, and the Titans will kick off from the 40. It's up in the air, end over end, beautiful kick, as Carl Hunt tends to do. Fielded at the 15, and this time by another player. Changes directions a couple times, and just that Mountie kick coverage is perplexed. The Mountie's return guys, Ethan Bowler on that carry, and he'll only get it out to about the 25-yard line.
And Ethan needed to learn that going east and west isn't the ideal way to pick up yards against this Titan coverage.
Yeah, you need to pick, again, we kind of have been saying that you need to pick a spot and just go at it, and if you get a big gain, good. If not, you don't waste a lot of energy losing yards or.
Steve, I'm going to stay positive here for all the Mountie fans listening. 51 seconds left, plenty of time. Let's go get. You're going to get a score here. Get some momentum.
Okay, that is optimism. It does sound optimistic.
It does.
Oh. And there was a little wheel route out of the backfield, and that was a chance for a big gain, but just dropped. Braylon Grabowskis on the dropped pass.
Yeah, and Braylon had a lot of green in front of him and a blocker.
Mm-hmm.
He might better be careful going to sleep tonight. Isaiah might do something to him.
Yeah. I'd watch out for my breakfast in the morning.
Examine your Cheerios, young man.
Isaiah will take the snap here. Grabowski's in. He's looking for the similar play, but he goes the other side of the field to Buller. And he's going to get about 9 on the play. So Ethan Baller with the catch. He is brought down inbounds. The clock stays running with 33 seconds to go in the half. And it'll be 3rd down and 1. No urgency right now from the Mountie sideline. A little clock management, 24 seconds. Still running. Grabowskis brings him up to the line, 3rd and 1. And he'll hand it off. And that's going to be stopped for a short loss.
It looks like the Mounties are okay to head into halftime.
That was a run on that play. We'll try and see if we can get, oh, is it number 24 there? Nolan Ulch had the carry, it looks like.
Wonder what kind of pull we'd have to get Jeff Bontrager up here with us at halftime just to talk about some of the, I just want to talk about the facilities. I mean, this place is amazing.
Yeah, it's a massive press box with a ton of space. As the clock runs out on the first half, it is 35 to nothing, Lumen Christi here at Northwest. But, yeah, Brian, we got to come out here surprisingly, unexpectedly, for the very first game on this field when the power outage happened out at Western High School, and we hustled over here and they opened up these facilities. The football field still looks tremendous. The new turf and the end zones with that black and red just stands out. It pops.
That's when I knew how powerful Jeff Bontrager was. He was so ready to show the world this new facility. He did it at halftime of a game that we weren't even supposed to be here.
Yeah, it was the most unexpected reveal of all time.
Yeah.
It was like Darth Vader telling Luke Skywalker he was his father. That's how unexpected it was. So I'm trying to free up this microphone so we can get Jeff Bontrager. Unless our listeners didn't believe that he was already up here and you were just acting like it was going to be some big...
No, I called for him and I said, hey, Jeff, can you come up for a minute?
Yeah, you got him. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great, you know. It's a beautiful night. Wish the fellows are doing a little bit better, but you know what? It's a great night to be out and enjoying Well, you know what? The camaraderie and beautiful night and, you know, it is what it is, you know?
All the good stuff. Yeah, you guys bring out a great band and they got a halftime show. I think they're featuring songs from animated movies or television shows, so that looks like it's going to be entertaining for the fans. Most places you go, halftime, the crowd gets up and they kind of go mill around, they go to the bathroom, they get some snacks. I haven't seen anybody leave their seat yet. They're excited for this marching band.
That is so true, Steve. You know, our band is phenomenal, and people literally, they have groupies. They have groupies that follow our band, you know. And that kind of, we kind of got that, you know, the kickoff to learning event before the game.
Uh-huh.
You know, people just flock out to see our marching Mounties. They just do such a great job. And how do they look on this beautiful turf field, huh?
It's awesome. I mean, this looks like you're at a college game if you didn't know any better.
Yeah.
Looking at the band and the field.
I agree. Yeah. You know, between the football field, the turf field, and the new lighting, you know, it's I'm very proud of that. And, you know, I'm just so happy how the community comes out and supports. You know, this is a prime example. You would think this is like a homecoming size crowd we have here.
Yeah.
It was a league game, but the fans just come out, and we just appreciate our community.
Good student section, too.
Looks great
like we
student
have a,
section.
Must have had a blackout tonight. Everyone's wearing black T-shirts and sweatpants and whatnot.
Well, they always make it fun, you know, and I appreciate that they always stay positive, you know, and out here to support their team. So, yeah, you know what? Like Steve said earlier, again, it's amazing the support that our kids get here. And all you have to do is look at any given Friday night, you know, at football games or any of our basketball games. People live, eat, and sleep the Mountie Nation. And I love it.
And I know what a big sports guy you are. And isn't it just nice because a year ago, this wouldn't be happening. And right now, just being here and being in this atmosphere and not worrying about things, it's just great.
I tell you what, Brian, if people don't appreciate this now, they never will. Because, you know, we went through, like you said, that year and a half solid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we try to patched something together last year, but the fans couldn't come out, and I really believe, you know, Steve and I talked about that earlier, that the fact that, you know, the excitement and the appreciation people have to feel normal again, you know, and I think that, you know, it just warms my heart to see people, the concession stands open, the band out, you know, the food trucks, the list goes on to the normalcy that I think we all took for granted. And so, yeah, it's a it's extra special.
Oh, yeah, special to be out here in Mountie Nation. Like you said, the scoreboard, you'd like it. You'd like that to be a little more even or a little closer, at least.
Definitely like to be closer. Yes.
But you take the good with the bad, and you got a lot of good here. And that's just a little bit of bad if the score's lopsided, because you got the band, you got the fans, and you got so much good stuff to be proud of here at Northwest, and just an exciting school district. And we said it earlier, you know, you could talk kids into coming here, but they won't stay if they're not having a great experience. And I think you guys have that down. Yes,
that's for sure. I appreciate that, Steve.
You know what I saw earlier, and this is when I arrived early to come set up and do all this equipment, and, you know, we see all the kids on the football team, and we know all the kids in the band, and you guys got a pretty good-sized tennis team, and then there were kids playing soccer, and then there were kids out here on the field running sprints. I said, how many kids do they have out here? It's just great.
There's a lot of activity here, tell you what. That's the other thing we're really proud of is we're in the midst of building 8 new tennis courts, a tennis facility over there on the west side. So, you know, our boys tennis team is just doing phenomenal. And it's quite a story, because if you've ever seen the courts that we are practicing on right now, they're not playable. So we are, you know, our community, these are going to be community courts. So when the boys tennis team or girls tennis team are not practicing, we want our community to come out and use that. And that's what we're all about. You know, we're all about that whole community feel.
Jeff, you're going to think I'm pulling your leg, but I mean this, because I've been around the area for 50 years, and you say about what you're proud of. I'm proud to just call you a friend, because the stuff you've accomplished out here is amazing. And I sure hope, and I think all the Northwest people I know really appreciate you. So congratulations on all the things that you've done in here, your career here at Northwest.
I tell you what, Brian, Steve, I greatly appreciate that. But I have to tell you, it's been a big team effort. So
I'm sure.
And I'm proud to say you're my friend as well, Brian.
Well, thanks, Jeff.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Steve?
I'm glad that you could come up and talk with us. Jeff made the halftime fly by. Of course, we got a little more. We got to pay some bills and get to our sponsors a little bit. But I do appreciate you stopping by. And,
hey, can we do a signature?
Do we want to do it on the count of three, all of us?
We are Northwest.
One, two, three. Go Mounties!
Go Mounties! Go Mounties!
Thanks,
fellas. It's always a pleasure.
All right. We got a three-minute break, and we'll get to this week in high school sports segment. We'll come back with the second half. Thanks to Jeff Bontrager and Northwest. 35-0, the Titans lead here at WKHM.
Hey, folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is, used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car, and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
School may look a little different this year, but remember, some kids are still walking to and from school or coming and going from the bus stop in neighborhoods everywhere in Jackson County. As you know, kids are kids and don't always pay attention. As responsible drivers, we need to look out for the kids in our community. Parents, please remind your children to be aware of their surroundings, too. Together, it's going to be a great year. This school safety reminder has been brought to you by American Title Company.
One North Kitchen and Bar is a proud supporter of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson area. One North would like to thank you for tuning into this week's coverage of high school football on WKHM 970 AM 101.5 FM.
If you attended a local high school football game in the Jackson area, stop into One North and show your server proof that you were at the game, or mention this ad and receive a $5 app. For other great events or promotions going on at One North Kitchen and Bar, be sure to like them on Facebook. Now let's get you back into the game.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. There's no one that is immune to stress. We can't remove it. Stress accumulates over time, whether we're professionals that have high-stress jobs, people on the road driving. The last thing you want to do is wait till you have back pain. Best thing to do is get checked. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPenn.com.
Fall back into fitness at the Jackson YMCA. The YMCA has something for everyone this fall. The Y has added 15 more group exercise classes, including yoga, bar, and aqua boot camp. Classes are open to members and the community. Youth sports are back, and kids ages 3 through 8 can learn or improve their basketball and soccer skills. And the Y's Kids Zone reopens September 7th, giving parents a safe place for their kids while they use the YMCA facility. For more information and to sign up, visit jacksonymca.org.
Rule changes will affect a couple of MHSAA tournaments this fall, plus one coach in Adrian is thankful to still be on the sidelines. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports. The first fall championships will start later this month with the UP Girls Tennis Finals on September 29th at Kingsford. A new rule will change things for the tennis tournament starting at the regional level. Beginning this year, if a seeded player withdraws on the day of an MHSAA regional or final, all seeded players below the withdrawing player will move up and be placed on the proper line for that new seed, and that includes the provisional seed in that flight. Non-seeded players will not be moved up. In cross country, a rule change will allow for more individual finals qualifiers. In past years, the top 15 individuals at a regional qualified for the finals, but many of those runners were already qualified based on their team advancing to the finals. Now, a minimum of 7 individuals from teams not advancing to the finals will qualify, even if they finish outside of the top 15. And in Lower Peninsula girls golf, teams are now required to use the iWanamaker scoring platform for the regular season. They've been using iWanamaker for tournament competition, as it allows for golfers, coaches, and fans to follow scoring in real time. Game balls this week go to North Muskegon's Brandon Winter. Winter tallied 2 goals and an assist, helping lead the Norsemen to a 5-2 victory over Forest Hills Northern. North Muskegon is now 4-4 on the season. Traverse City West's Ainsley Hewitt. Hewitt took medalist honor at the Titan Invitational at Interlochen by shooting 79. Her score helped TC West to a second-place team finish, as they were just one stroke back of Montague, the defending Division IV Lower Peninsula girls golf champions. And to Ishpeming Westwood's Zach Carlson. In a 28-0 victory over Iron Mountain, Carlson had 204 yards rushing and 3 TDs, including a 73-yard score. Carlson now has 9 touchdowns already this season.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
A quarterback is under heavy pressure and immediately throws the ball away. Intentional grounding, right? Maybe, and maybe not. What goes into an official deciding if grounding has occurred? First, there is no such thing as a tackle box in high school football as it pertains to grounding. A quarterback scrambling outside of the tackle box who throws the ball away could still be penalized for grounding, even if it reaches the line of scrimmage. Any pass can be penalized for grounding if there is no receiver in the immediate area. Behind the line, inside the tackle box, none of that matters. It only matters if there's a potential receiver nearby. If there is, no grounding. If there's not, there will be a flag on the field.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. Adrian Lenaway Christian assistant football coach John Willett thought he had coached his last game after a 2019 Division 8 regional football loss. Diagnosed with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis in 2017, he was given 3 to 5 years to live unless he received a double lung transplant. After the game, he was so short of breath, he barely made it to his wife's car.
I got in the car and sat down and I looked at her and I said, I just coached my last game. And she looked at me and she said, with those lungs.
That Christmas, things got worse. So bad that after entering the University of Michigan Hospital, he was told that without a transplant, he had just 24 hours.
They told me I wouldn't be coming back home unless I could get a transplant.
John Willett got that double lung transplant, and with medication, he's improved to the point of returning to coaching, both as a varsity assistant and the head JV coach. And he says he's getting better every day. For more on Coach Willett, check out thesecondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.
Jackson Public Schools, better than ever. District-wide building additions and improvements, 21st century learning furniture, added safety and security measures, and technology advancements for every classroom. All part of Jackson Public Schools' continued commitment to our students and our community. We are dedicated to providing our students the tools and environment to succeed. There is no better place for our students to learn than in person at Jackson Public Schools.
Jackson Public Schools, bringing our community together to build a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness. Go Vikings!
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transit Mix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransitmix.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here at Northwest High School, where the Titans lead the Mounties 35-0. Some other shutouts going on. That includes Chelsea right now with a 27-0 halftime lead over Jackson. Also at the half, though, Western and Battle Creek Harper Creek tied at 22. The unbeaten Panthers trying to stay that way, making it tough. 41-0, Michigan Center leads at the half. And, God, who's their opponent?
I think it's Bronson tonight.
Okay, that's what I think that's right. Yeah. So a nice lead for the Cardinals, and they're staying. It's one of the toughest teams out of that Cascades Conference. We got some more scores coming in here, thanks to GOC. The Distinguished Service Award winner. We got Williamston and Mason tied at 13. MLK and Cass Tech are battling 14-13. MLK with the lead there. Addison was at an 18-0 advantage last we had from them. Hudson with a 20-6 lead at Clinton, which is a nice matchup out there in the Lenawee Activities Conference. Our last update from the Kimono 5.3. Game was 16-14. Blissfield leading Columbia Central with just a little bit of time left in the first half, so that game's getting close out there. Coach Josh Kubiak's Golden Eagles looking for their first win on the season. Brian, second half, what do you do if you're Northwest to get back into this? You got to have something right away, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are answers that I could make up, but
right.
The real
that's
answer,
what I want.
Yeah, that's what you're kind of probing for. Just give me something, Brian, something yeah. that they might be able to do. But boy, Steve, I just like to be honest with you, and I just the way Lumen's line is dominating. Unless something happens through the halftime that can get
you
Northwest
know who opens
line
drains,
to,
others can
to be able to control both offensively and defensively a little more. I really don't know that there is any answer for them.
Right. I mean, the only thing I can see is Grabowskis has to take just a risk. You know, instead of holding it and waiting for a guy to be open, go back and kind of think of the guy who's best, most likely to get open and throw it his way and make him make a play because you can't hold it until the guy's open. You got to throw it away. You got to throw it out there or else because there's not enough time back there to wait to see if somebody's open.
I think you just hit the nail on the head. A receiver has to make a play. You got to beat somebody one-on-one. Make somebody miss because you're not going to have time to throw it 25 yards down the field.
And it could be 42-0 before the Mounties even touch the football this half. They have not They have not stopped Lumen Christi yet. And the Titans will start the second half of the football. We're almost ready to go here. 12 minutes on the clock. The ball is teed up in our first kickoff for the Mounties today. So we don't even know what to expect here. Ball's teed up, and they're going to go onside. Flipped it over, and nice catch by the Lumen Christi player on there, out there, Cooper Comerworth. Pulls it out of the air, but they kind of just a little bloop, kind of onside kick attempt, which would have been cool.
Yeah, and that was actually a great job. He got that first bounce that you always look for, nice high bounce.
Maddox Grimes with the kick kind of floated it over. He had a guy coming up the sideline, and if Comerworth doesn't make that catch, it might be Mountie's ball. Instead, the Titans come out at their own 43. Kind of a big set here, and it's a pitch out to Wilson, out to the right side, turns it upfield, comes back a little bit into the middle, now turns back to the outside, it's a foot race, and he's the speedy one. Only one who could catch him was Isaiah Grabowskis, as he takes it all the way down to the 5-yard line. Nick Wilson, the first play of the second half for the Titans, is a huge play, and he nearly takes it all the way to the end zone. Nick Wilson with a speedy run, Grabowskis with a touchdown saving tackle.
Steve, what kind of car do you drive?
It's a Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Because I think you could have got that Grand Cherokee through that hole right there. That's how big that hole was.
Yeah, the Titans did not miss a step after going to the locker room, and the blocking scheme working out. Pitch out to Wilson, and he'll finish the job he started with a 5-yard scamper into the end zone and make it 41-0. Lumen Christi Titans. Nick Wilson with two big plays here in the second half to start it out for Lumen Christi. Touchdown for Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Each game, Steve, I sometimes think, like, oh, it'd be like to go back into my younger year. I'd love to be a Lumen Christi running back tonight. I would not like to be the Northwest quarterback tonight. Kind of be fun to be the Lumen kicker, too. He's getting a lot of action.
This would be his sixth try. This one tipped at the line, and it looked like he kicked it a little low. And maybe we did jinx him, or you jinxed him. So it'll be 41-0. The Titans. We'll get a kickoff coming up, 30-second break, and we're back with more on WKHM and WKHM.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, you recognize that return bed there?
You know what, Steve? I kind of missed it.
All right. Well, I'll give you another chance. Okay. I think we'll get another try. Here's the Lumen kickoff returned by the Mounties at the 10-yard line. And he run up to the 22. Little after contact, 25, football loose. Titans say they have it, waiting for an official signal.
Here's to be a fumble on the play.
And I don't know if we're going to get it. No, they're keeping it with the Mounties. I think they want to say he was down.
The Lumen players sure did not think he was down. They were pretty confident that was a fumble.
So it'll be first and 10 for Northwest. From the 25-yard line. They have not spent a lot of time in Lumen Christi territory in this game. They'll huddle up and try to make something happen here, trailing 41-0 with 10 minutes in the clock running here in the third quarter. All of our high school football coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain as Grabowskis takes the snap. A little read option he keeps. And neither, whether he handed off or kept it, nobody was going anywhere. The Titans were piled up on the line, and they'll stop him for no gain.
Yeah, Grabowskis, like you said, had to make that read, and I don't think either read was pleasant.
No.
Keep it handed off, it didn't matter.
And to his credit, he kept it, knowing that he would have to take the brunt of that impact. And honestly, he didn't go down. They just stopped it. They blew the whistle because they stopped his forward progress. So it wasn't as bad as it could have been. Second down and 10 from the 25. Grabowskis pitches out. And looking to get to the edge, turns it upfield. We get to the 26, 27, and we get a tackle. A couple flags come out, one where you might expect a hold, and then one at the end of the play where it might have been some sort of an illegal hit. So 9:05 on the clock, it stops for the officials to figure out these two flags. Second down and 10 from the 25. The runner on the play for Northwest was Hawes, and he didn't really cover much ground.
Covered some east and west ground.
He did.
Didn't get to go. I think this direction we'll call it north. Didn't go north.
He did not go north. So the penalty's offset. We did have a holding against the Mounties and a personal foul against the Titans. So second down and 10. It's as though that play never happened. Although we know it happened.
We know the truth.
Clock running under 9 minutes in the third. Grabowskis calling out a little audible. He's got four wideouts out of the shotgun. Hawes is the back. Play action, looking to throw. Grabowskis now looking to escape. He has a little time. And nobody open. And look at the power of Putman. Samuel Putman pushes his blocker back into the quarterback. And then eventually just reaches around him and grabs Grabowskis and takes him down. As we see strength and power from the Titans defense. And the line especially. Take a loss of 10 on the play.
And truthfully, that might be the most time Grabowskis has had all game, which still wasn't long, and it still resulted in a sack. But he did have a couple seconds.
You know, and honestly, Brian, it was he didn't expect to have that much time. You could see him start panicking when somebody didn't open up right away. He's taking a snap here, 20 yards, and it's knocked away, and they're going to let that go as a fumble picked up and into the end zone, and the Titans score again on the defensive end of the football. Grabowskis putting his arm back to throw, has it knocked away, and the Titans will pick it up in the end zone. And is it Connor Smith on the pickup?
I think it is Connor Smith. I think Cole Simpson on the hit. Connor Smith got the scoop and score.
47-0 now Titans with 7:54 to play third quarter. And again, the Titans have been doing it with defensive line pressure all night long.
And anybody that's played sports or followed sports long enough, you once in a while run into a contest like this where it's just not, you know, just not your day. And that's why the running clock, I guess.
Yeah. Just the matchup not working out for what the Mounties do well and what the Titans do well. Hunt coming back after the missed kick with a make. No.
Extra point.
Wide right.
Is no good.
Poor angle up here, but we've got 47-0 still our score. We'll take a 30-second commercial break and come back with more football on WKHM and WKHM.com.
School may look a little different this year, but remember, some kids are still walking to and from school or coming and going from the bus stop in neighborhoods everywhere in Jackson County. As you know, kids are kids and don't always pay attention. As responsible drivers, we need to look out for the kids in our community. Parents, please remind your children to be aware of their surroundings, too. Together, it's going to be a great year. This school safety reminder has been brought to you by American Title Company.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
A little Def left to bring us back from the break as the Titans ready to kick off leading 47-0. Looks like it's scoreless in the Tigers game tonight, but Miguel Cabrera, 9 straight hits now for Big Miggy. As the Titans return, or excuse me, the Titans kick off and the Mounties return. They get out to the 15 and then a gang of Titans bring him down. And that Luma Christie sideline fired up, playing well tonight.
They are fired up. And I'll tell you what, Steve, you know who else is fired up? It's Carl Hunt. And in our next break, I'm going to run down there and apologize to that young man that you jinxed him the way you did by saying he was automatic. Or was that me? It was one of us. I never remember.
I don't want to point any fingers. Yeah. Let's just say
it was the team.
Let's say it was both of us, but more you.
It was kind of both of us, but yeah.
First and 10 from their own 17. The Mounties take over. Grabowskis in the shotgun gives to the runner. And he'll rattle ahead for about 2 yards on the play. And I believe we got a different back in the game is...
Mounty Carey up to the 18-yard line.
Gain of it's kind of tough to see the numbers from here.
Yeah, and the number I thought I saw is not listed here on the roster. So we'll keep an eye out here. There's another handoff, and this time... Dive play, still run. It breaks a tackle. Gets to the first down marker.
Mounties carry all the way out to the 28. That'll be a good for a first down.
It's a nice gain. Two straight carries for that back and turning them into yards in the positive for the Mounties.
Yeah, and Steve, I'm looking out there at the Titan defense right now. I see a couple guys that may have been starters, but I see it looks like most of the defensive line is getting a little breather right now, the starters.
Yeah. Go to the second string. You're out there with a running clock under 6 minutes, 47-0 lead. Titans defense lines up against the Mounties, and there's another handoff. And this time stopped after a 2 yard gain.
Mounties carry out to the 30-yard line, gain of 2. That will bring up a second.
That Isaiah Hawes?
I'm
trying to catch a number.
It's 24. And if you're listening, Brian, the PA announcer doesn't have that number either.
Let's just call him. Who's one of your old favorite classmates that hadn't gotten enough airtime tonight?
Man.
You can surprise us.
I'll give it a second here. Say handoff to him again. No, Grabowskis keeps. Spins away from the tackle. Ball loose. Titans have it. And picked up and running on his feet. After recovering the fumble, flag comes in late. That Reed Garcia picking up that ball off the turf and trying to take it the other way.
And I'm just kind of feeling for Grabowskis.
Yeah. I mean, that was a good misdirection play. And he spun away from the tackler, but you got to protect the pill, and he dropped it. But in the face of three, four, maybe five Titans right there to pick it up after he dropped it.
All the way back to.
So the Titans will get possession, but on a penalty flag, they'll go back to the 46. 5:01 to play third quarter, still 47-0.
I think they got one of the Titans with an illegal block after the scoop up of the fumble. Clock is ticking, Steve.
Yeah, they started it back up after they walked off the penalty. And at 47-0, I don't think there's too many people in the building who wouldn't mind if this clock ran out in an accelerated fashion.
Looks like Joe Lathers, backup quarterback, in for the Titans now.
Yeah, Titans going deep into the roster. We get a timeout on the field. Let's take a 30-second break on the broadcast, and we'll come back with the final quarter and a half here of football on WKHM Online at WKHM.com.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Four minutes, 34 seconds to play in the third quarter. 47-0 Titan lead. They have the football in Monty territory, the 47. And handoff on first down. And the runner rumbles through, gets a few yards, maybe even 8 on the play. Things getting a little chippy on the field. We get another flag out that I think is going to be a personal foul against the Mountie tackler, would be my guess. That was Derek Walker on the carry.
Okay, yeah, and Mason Colstock from Northwest kind of hopped in a little tardy. He can't do that.
Ball on the Mounties.
So the Titans don't need the help, but they'll get it in the form of 15 extra yards at the end of the play.
24, first and 10 for the Titans.
You know, Steve, this is kind of a tough game as a whether you're an announcer or fan or whatever when it scores like it is. But as you said at the commercial break, a lot of these kids are getting in, and to them, this is, you know, this is their game.
Yeah, and if you're maybe it's early in your time with the program, or you know you're underclassmen, and this is your chance to get some minutes and show what you can do, you take it. And there's a dive play to the fullback on first down, and that's not going to go anywhere. Good job by the Northwest defense on the play, and the ball carrier on that one was Davion Franklin, who is still sitting pretty comfortably in the player of the game chair with a nice defensive game tonight. Second and 10, maybe 10 and a half with 3:36 to play as the Titans offense continues from their opponent's 25-yard line. The Mounties line up, kind of a big defense set here. Power versus power. Titans almost got the Mounties to jump. The handoff goes to Franklin. That's Walker. Cut to the outside. Breaking tackles, dodging defenders, down to the 15. He worked hard for that yardage, and we're going to get a hold against the Titans in the backfield. So that'll come back, and after all that hard work for Walker, they'll walk the football back 10 yards and give him another try maybe.
Walker doing his best pinball impersonation, just kind of bouncing off Mounties. You know, yeah. Like a pinball might.
As if a pinball would.
Are you getting that visual?
See that? 36. His name's Walker, but running is his game.
Second and 22.
Hey, with 3:15 to go and a running clock, I don't mind that.
I know.
Play on words.
You can tell it's getting bad when we're doing these puns. Pinball wizard. The Who would be proud.
Who?
Indeed. The band who plays that song.
Oh, the Who.
Yeah, it's the band. The band? No, the Who. The Guess Who? There's another handoff to Walker, and he's going to break through for about 8 yards on the third down and 12 play. Excuse me, 22 play. I'm at 12 yards to get to that original line of scrimmage. So we'll still be third and about 13 on that carry. Walker, the nice gain. 2:32 to play. The clock counts down to the end of the third quarter. 47-0 Titans lead. Our game coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Mark Konopacki, high school sports supporter here in the Jackson area, and anti-drain. He's anti-drain clog at Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They do not like clogged drains.
But they have not met when they can't unclog.
Right. Walker with a nice move at the line of scrimmage. He's going to get to the first down marker and take it to the house. Derek Walker showing off the fancy footwork as he ducked a defender right at the line of scrimmage and then bounced off another one in the secondary. And he'll take it to the house, and the Titans' score continues to light up. 53 after that six-point scamper for Derek Walker.
Steve, until this drive, Walker hasn't really carried the ball too often this game, but, boy, in the first couple games, we've been really impressed with that young man. Good combination of speed, power.
Yeah. He runs it well. The future of the running back position at Lumen Christie it's healthy at that position with, I saw Davion Franklin carry the ball a little bit. Derek Walker is a junior classman. And, I want to say we had another one out there, too.
I'm going to try the reverse jinx. Carl Hunt's ready to kick, and, boy, having a tough time.
He struggled on the last two, Brian.
It worked.
He made it.
There we go.
54-0 with under 2 minutes to play in the third. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Fall back into fitness at the Jackson YMCA. The YMCA has something for everyone this fall. The Y has added 15 more group exercise classes, including yoga, bar, and aqua boot camp. Classes are open to members and the community. Youth sports are back, and kids ages 3 through 8 can learn or improve their basketball and soccer skills. And the Y's Kids Zone reopens September 7th, giving parents a safe place for their kids while they use the YMCA facility. For more information and to sign up, visit JacksonYMCA.org.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. Hey, catch us tomorrow morning, Sports Saturday. I'll be there at 9 AM. Brian, we got a golf tournament tomorrow or something?
Not as of yet, so who knows? It might be a surprise guest still in the happen. Studio with
All
you.
Right. Be fun.
Yeah.
We'll recount some of the high school football scores. And we got maybe do a little Detroit Lions preview. We got them starting up this weekend noon for the pregame. Fox Sports 101.9 FM on Sunday. Also tomorrow from 11 to 2, we're going to be live from Huff Auto Group's first responders block party. Is there... It's putting out some great prices. So don't miss that live broadcast. Gosh, just a lot of great stuff happening throughout the community. The early morning, it's the blood drive out at Michigan International Speedway in honor of the first responders and, of course, the victims of the 9/11 tragedy. But Jackson really does a great job of showing out and remembering those folks. So don't miss any of that this weekend. Spartan football tomorrow, Fox Sports 101.9 FM. It's a 10:30 pregame for that noon kick as we get a kickoff here that's going to go through the end zone. A penalty assessed on the kickoff, and they were kicking that from, what, the 45? Never a doubt on whether there'd be a return or not. 54 to nothing, Titans lead, and the Mounties will get started from their own 20-yard line.
Some good things happening in the booth today, including, and I don't know if they're a sponsor, so I could mention this, but the Hello Panda little chocolatey treats you brought are delicious.
Yeah, just, and people don't know, we don't always talk about it. We have this kind of contest ongoing where we see who can bring, like, the newest, kind of weird, but it's got to be good. Because if you come up here with something weak that doesn't taste good, you'll feel bad, right?
Yeah, and
but
you're winning.
We bring different snacks every week. Yeah, this year I'm ahead. I think once we got past your weird obsession with white chocolate, we've really had a good competition.
And by that, you do mean actual white chocolate and not Jason Williams.
Right. You're not. You like him, but you're not obsessed.
No, I actually do have a small obsession with him. Watch his mixtape. You see some amazing things.
Yeah. Even all these years later, still looks impressive. As the Titans get a big play, or excuse me, the Mounties get a big play. David Enos with the carry. Out to the 45-yard line, so go for 25 yards on the carry.
Yeah, Enos, one of those kids that hasn't seen the field much today, but great run.
Since he's gotten in there, he's made an impact. No doubt about it. He goes to the sideline after that big carry. I didn't see him getting oxygen treatment or anything, but 56 seconds to play here, and still just the third quarter. 54-0 Titans. Mounties. Grabowskis gives off to Hawes, and he's twisted down. Nice tackle on the D line there by the Titans. Keep him from going too far. I think he'll get a yard.
Isaiah
Give it up
Hawes
for Brendan Daly on the bring down.
Yeah, I know up here we're not supposed to root. Usually we try to stay pretty impartial, but I really want Northwest to punch this in for Grabowskis' sake. He's that guy has worked his butt off this game, and he needs to see some points on the board.
Guess we should have gone to the MLK Cass Tech game, 20-19. That one's going back and forth right now. Grabowskis play action keeps it instead, running, dodging tacklers, and he got hung up there at the 50. There's one too many tacklers there for the Titans, so he'll get about 4 yards on the play. And now Grabowskis not getting up. We're out of time here for the third quarter. So we'll go to the quarter break. Grabowskis still down on the field. We'll see what's up when we come back. 60 seconds in the fourth quarter coming up on WKHM. Online at WKHM.com or tell your Alexa device to play News Talk 970.
Hey, folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is, used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, we got a good back-and-forth game going on out of Columbia Central tonight. Blissfield still leading the Golden Eagles, but 16-14. Columbia Central staying within striking distance. Here, a little more lopsided, 54-0 Titans lead. Grabowskis is back on his feet. It looked like maybe a cramp.
Yeah, he made it to the sideline on his own volition, so good news for the Mountie fans and Grabowskis.
They do have to go to a backup QB for this tilt. I don't know if that's going to make a huge difference.
Timeout on the field. Timeout called by the Mounties.
But we've got Ashton Golightly handling QB duties, and now we get a timeout from the Mounties. 11:47 to play in this one, 54-0. Our score, Titans have led all the way and really got out to an early start and just continued to pour it on, doing it with offense, with defense, all over the place. Just another magnificent effort for the Titans. And, you tend to not see a lot of penalties. You don't see mistakes. Northwest has had a couple of turnovers in the form of fumbles, and the Titans haven't done anything like that. They just protect the football, and they do what they do by the book, and it works out in W's, and making it tough on us week to week to even pick a player of the game for Fuller's chem drive. But we will do that following the completion of this tilt. We'll pick a player of the game for Fuller's chem drive. The player gets Schlenker's meal package, so they get the burger, the fries, and something to drink. And I don't know what better prize you could hope for just going out and playing a game that you love, but it's a pretty good win if you can get it.
The Lumen Christie balance is just something. The balance between the size, agility of their line and their skill position players' abilities.
Mountie carry out to the Titan 45.
Took another run for Enos as he gets out toward the first down marker. It's going to be fourth down in inches for Northwest.
It'll be fourth and about a half a yard for the Mounties.
Field goal for Blissfield, 19-14. They go out in front in that one. Hudson, a 28-20 lead over Clinton, getting later into that game. Hillsdale, 21-7 lead over Onstead. And I think we got a 1-1 Tigers tie with the Rays. Eric Haas with the home run for the Tigers.
Coastal Carolina out to a big 21-9 lead over Kansas in college football.
What was the line on that one?
Coastal Carolina favored by 25.5, if I'm not mistaken.
Just off the top of your head, if you think you may have glanced at it or saw it earlier. We got a timeout on the field. Clock's running, nevertheless, down now under 11 minutes. 54-0 Titan lead here at Northwest High School, but I'll tell you, the field looks great. Really, one of the best crowds we've had all season, and we've had pretty good crowds so far every game, but they've got a food truck over there, and I don't know what that even is, Brian, but it looks awesome.
Yeah, I think I saw, it could be a snow cone truck.
Oh, man. Perfect choice by Jeff Bontrager and the Northwest staff to bring some snow cones out. The concession stand smells great. If you've ever been to the Northwest broadcast booth or their facility here, the concession stand's right in the base of this building, so we're smelling that good stuff all day. On fourth down and short, the Mounties take a dive up the middle. And they have enough momentum to get past the 45, down to the 44, and move the chains for a first down. Under 10 minutes to play now in this game with the running clock.
For any listeners wondering, Grabowski's back in there playing QB again. Tough kid trying to finish off this game.
Out of the shotgun now for Isaiah Grabowskis. Pitches out to Enos. Getting to the right side, looking to turn it up, and he's got good pursuit from the Mounties. He'll get a half a yard, maybe, but the Titans, with the pursuit, making the tackle. And we had rushing over there, Reed Garcia.
It looks like sophomore Luke Smith in on the tackle for the Titans.
5:53 to go in the third quarter at Harper Creek. 29-22, the Beavers leading the Panthers of Western right now. So Western wants to stay unbeaten. They got some work cut out for them in the final quarter and a half of that tilt.
We're going to be in Harper Creek here in a couple of weeks.
We will. We'll see this Lumi Christie team travel out there. Gives to Enos on second down and 10. He'll rumble ahead for about two. Bring up third down and 8. And 8:47 as the clock ticks away.
From the Titans' 42-yard line.
And actually, Steve, I think Enos just left the game. That was Greg View with the 3-yard carry.
Oh, View back into the game.
Derek Walker on a tackle.
Oh, goodness. We should probably just run down to the... I don't think the PA announcer's got that kid's name either, because he just keeps saying Mounties carry.
Oh,
it happens. Third down play, and we go to the air, and it's incomplete. And so that'll bring up fourth down at about 8 here for Northwest.
Pass incomplete for the
as the clock continues to run now under 8 minutes.
Fourth and 8 from the Titans 42-yard line.
Northwest band, we didn't get a chance to hear, but at the end of that third quarter, we got the drum line playing a bit, and that's always fun to hear. Very good drum line, talented band always here at Northwest, one of the hallmarks of the school's tradition. They'll try to make this 4th and 8 play good. Grabowskis with a little time. He's going to let one go. Beautiful spiral throw, a little beyond. Go Lightly's hands. He couldn't make a play on it. Incomplete. And the Titans will get the football back.
I don't know that Grabowskis knew what to do, having a clear pocket.
He did uncork a nice throw, and it, like I said, it was a smooth spiral. You can see the arm that we've been kind of hoping to get a glimpse of all game, and it just comes a little too late with 7 minutes now to go and a 54-0 deficit. And the Titans come out. And let's see if we can't get some of these names on who these Titan kids are on the field that maybe don't see it all the time. And that includes Connor Dancer in the lineup. And all the other jerseys seem to be kind of hidden.
I see Connor Berkeypile.
All right. We'll
and
take
Connor
that.
Berkeypile, I actually know a great young man. Love Connor Berkeypile. Good to see him out there.
What does he do, play golf?
He I see him around at Lakeland Hills. Yep.
6.5, and the clock continues to run. And now we're going to get delay a game against the Titans.
That'll be 5 yards.
Delay a game against the Titans, and I'd like to point out that was not Connor Berkeypile's fault.
I don't think any of this is happening by accident over on the Lumen sideline. We'll get the play in here, 1st and 15 for the Titans. And the QB comes out. It's Joseph Lathers, as you mentioned, Brian, handling QB duties. Two backs for Lathers under center. Fakes the dive, goes to the running back, makes a move to the end, turns it upfield. He's going to get 10 yards, make it 12 on the carry. Teddy Ehlers, take out your starting QB and let him play running back.
That'll be a first down for Lumen Christie.
Teddy Ehlers, multi-talented.
So, Steve, you called me crazy at the beginning of the game, and I do wonder this. And I don't know that there could even be this, but I thought I saw a different number 6 out there. Is it possible there are 2 number 6s? I am surprised that I would see Ehlers in at running back right now.
Well, scan the sideline. Yeah. I see a number 8 that could look like a 6. I see
I'm seeing right by the 2. First down marker. there appears to be something that could be a number six. But
that
I
could be Ehlers. Is he not in the game now?
Okay. Because that would surprise you, wouldn't it, that Ehlers is in there at this point in the game playing, getting carries.
That will yeah, but...
back to the Titans 47, first and 15.
So move it back to make it a first and 15. Now 4:45 as the clock ticks away. Coach Brogan giving the play to Lathers.
I actually hear Lathers has quite a good arm, too.
Yeah?
I don't think we're going to get to see it on display this game, but... my sources tell me he can sling it.
It does look like it's Ehlers still in there. And it'll be play. Actually, they go to the fullback. And that dive play. I love when they do that fullback dive. And the fullback just kind of, you see a bunch of guys. You can't really see the ball carrier. Just about seven or eight guys who are kind of falling down as they try to tackle him. And they'll get about 6 yards on the play.
Did have an appearance of a rugby scrum.
Right. Under 4 minutes now. Just wouldn't make sense to have two number sixes.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't even know the legality of that. But,
right.
But I swear at the beginning of the game, I thought I saw a second number six.
You did say that.
I did say that. And we're going to have to look. Is that not a number six?
Delay a game by the Titans.
By the first down marker.
That will take the ball back to the Mountie.
It's hard to tell. We're a long way away from the Titan sideline.
It does look like it.
Yeah, I think there could be two number sixes.
For the Titans.
Unfortunately, up here, we don't have anything on the program that tells us.
And we have no one. Yeah, we have no one we can even ask about it. Lathers taking his play clock time right down to zero with 2:50 to play and the clock running and a 54-0 lead. The Titans will get a W in this one. And there's play action. No, they go to the fullback again. This time the Mountie pulling down with not much to gain.
Tell you what, Lathers, for being a backup QB, he handles the ball really well. Those fakes are kind of faking us out. We're kind of having to wait for a second to see who the Titan ball carrier is.
Yeah, you're right, Brian. There are two sixes, or at least two things that look like six. Yeah. So I don't think that is Ehlers.
I don't believe so either. We just now have to find out who the mystery number six man is. It's kind of built like Ehlers.
Yeah. Maybe a little more stocky upper body. And it's just kind of, you get the sense that maybe this late in the game with this score that it's maybe a JV kid who came up and they have that same jersey number. So we get a timeout, but the clock stays running. Minute 40 to play. 54-0 is our score. We'll get you around the area scores, whatever we can get for you before we come to a close here. But see Celine over Ipsy Lincoln, 28-14 lead. Hudson was in a 28-20 lead over Clinton. Hillsdale, 21-7 at Onstead. Our last check-in from Michigan Center was a 41-0 lead against, we believe, Bronson was the opponent.
And, Steve, I have something hot off the presses. The other number six.
All right.
Gabe King. Gabe King showing some speed. We got to give Gabe King his due.
We still owe the... a reference to number 24 on the Mountie sideline, who we have been calling David Enos extraneously for a while now.
Well, you have.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I might have too.
You encouraged
it. But Gabe King, way to go, Gabe.
Yeah.
You are no longer going to be referred to as the other number six.
I mean, still kind of, but... it looks like a punting play. No, the victory formation for the Titans will take that knee. And as the clock runs down to zero here, that'll be the last play of the game. 54-0 will be the final. All Titans all night long. And gosh, defense, offense, it didn't seem to matter. The Titans dominated this game from kickoff to our final buzzer. And back to the drawing board for Northwest. See what they can do to get this season going. They fall to 1-2 on the year. Titans now 3-0. Let's take 3 minutes here on the post game. We'll come back, announce our Fuller's Chem Dry Player of the Game, and tell you who's going to be so fortunate to receive a Schlenker's Burger and Fries. And we'll set things up for next week. Again, our final here from Northwest High School, 54-0. Lumen Christie over the Mounties of Northwest on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Hi, this is Phil Tripp from Tripp's Collision Center. Did you know that at Tripp's, we'll cover up to $500 of your insurance deductible or a rental car? And did you know that the insurance companies cannot tell you to go to their body shop that gives them a kickback? At Tripp's Collision Center, we work with all insurance companies, but we know you're the boss, you pay the premiums, you make the choice. At Tripp's Collision Center, the right repair is no accident.
Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics. You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Jackson Public Schools, better than ever. District-wide building additions and improvements, 21st century learning furniture, added safety and security measures, and technology advancements for every classroom. All part of Jackson Public Schools' continued commitment to our students and our community. We are dedicated to providing our students the tools and environment to succeed. There is no better place for our students to learn than in person at Jackson Public Schools.
Jackson Public Schools, bringing our community together to build a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness. Go Vikings!
Hello, Jackson. Joel here from Phelps Towing. Sometimes life doesn't always go as planned. Just know, as always, Phelps Towing is here for you. We can tow any type of vehicle, including heavy vehicles like RVs, semis, even motorcycles. We can help you out if you lock yourself out of your car, run out of gas, or if you just need a jump start. Phelps Towing can help you with vehicle relocation, winch outs, and with flatbed or wrecker service. When life doesn't go as planned, call Phelps Towing. 764-1921. 764-1921.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Let Carrier provide quiet, efficient cooling all summer with innovative solutions for premium comfort. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. Learn the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier.
Call Lammers Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lammers has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Hello, this is Joel at Will Be Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Will Be Transmix at 782-9493 or online at willbetransmix.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Yeah, Holm versus Marshall. So that would be a good matchup against historic Marshall and Christie. Do a little more to sort out the Interstate 8 Conference. The Titans now 3-0 and 2-0 in their league. And our broadcast next week will be our first game at Jackson High School. And they've been doing renovations on Withington Stadium at the Tony Dungy Field, and looking forward to seeing what it looks like. And I'm really just hoping Leather Lazy Boys in the press box. I don't know if that was on the list or not, but we'll see. We'll hold our breath until next week when we get there for that game.
But you never know what I'm packing. I might have one for you, Steve, if you
all
keep
right.
The Hello Pandas coming.
I'm your game coverage brought to you by Hello Panda chocolate candies and. What do we have over there? Cookies and cream popcorn clusters from Crunch and Munch. That's not Crunch and Munch, isn't it?
Oh.
Is that the original?
That is. That's the company, anyway.
Anyway. And I had a couple Boss Waters and a Mountain Dew Amp. So we'll wrap up our coverage here from Northwest High School. Again, your final 54-0. The Titans over the Mounties. Thanks so much to Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Thank you to Mark Konopacki and, the whole team at Minuteman keeping those drains unclogged 24/7, 365. They hate clogged drains. I just know they do. Our player of the game tonight for Fuller's Chem Dry. And we go all the way back to the first half. Davion Franklin making a ton of tackles, and he had the interception for a touchdown. And before the game got out of control, he's the one of the early reasons they made it that way with his great defensive play and all over the field. Davion Franklin, player of the game for Fuller's Chem Dry.
It was almost as if there was two of them, like number six.
There seems to be these rosters, and these teams throw us a curveball every week. And I don't know if we hit it out of the park, but we keep it in play, I guess. And we'll try to do it again next week for Jackson High, our first look at the Vikings for the whole season. But it's been fun tonight. Game got out of hand out at Harper Creek. Western was it was tied at 22 at the half. And then they opened it up a 43-22 lead, so the Beavers of Harper Creek looked to move on to win that one. And last we knew, it was 19-13 at trying to find my report of the last update from Columbia Central. But that Blissfield had opened up a little lead there. They still had a little time to play. 19-14, yeah, was our score there. So they were just getting to the end of the third quarter at that one. So.
And if you miss any of those scores, Steve, I bet you can hear you tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Me tomorrow and maybe you if you wake up, if we don't have too many celebratory beverages tonight after the game. So we'll wrap it up and see if we can't get started with our drink order. You guys have a great night. And thanks to Jeff Bontrager for joining us at halftime. We'll give him a little go, Mounties, up here from the press box. It was fun to come out here for their education kickoff to really great programs out here at Northwest. And I look forward to making a trip to Mounties Stadium later this year. Jackson High comes out here to play. So we'll be back at least one more time to see this great field, great band, and great community out here at Northwest. So thanks to him, to Chris Galloway, Christy Roberts in the athletic office helping us reserve space in the broadcast booth tonight. And we'll thank Keith Richards back in the studio, GOC Tom Ratchford for sending along all the area scores. And in honor of Greg and his outstanding service award, whatever it was, he deserved it for sure, and I'll steal his tagline. Thanks for your time this time. Till next time, back to your regularly scheduled program.
High school football is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Additional sponsors include Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Wilby Transit Mix, Phelps Towing, Trips Auto Shop, Seymour Ford Lincoln, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, the Jackson YMCA, Penn Chiropractic Center, Jim Winter Auto, One North Kitchen and Bar, County National Bank, Grimes Plumbing, Jackson College, Alro Steel, Able Heating and Cooling, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, and Fuller's Chem Dry with our Player of the Game.